Hey, I hope you're having a great day. I'm Beth Ann Schwamberger, and you're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast. This is episode 25. Today, we'll tackle off-page SEO for your Etsy shop, but a lot of these tips will apply to anyone with a website, so stay tuned. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. So a few weeks ago, I talked about SEO for your Etsy shop after we heard from Carrie of Izzy and Ollie and the ways that she uses SEO to be found on Etsy. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that episode, SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. So essentially, this is just the idea of being able to be found within a given search engine for the keywords that you want to be found for. So for example, if you have an Etsy shop and you make book necklaces, if you've never seen these, this probably seems like an interesting concept, but they're really cute. It's like a miniature book on a chain. Let's say you make those. So you want to be found in Google when someone searches for book necklaces, or perhaps that's a little too broad and you can say sterling silver book necklaces. So essentially the process of being able to be found on Google, on Yahoo, on Bing, and also within Etsy itself, this is search engine optimization, or SEO for short. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to the first part of this podcast series, I highly recommend you check out episode 10 on on-site SEO for your Etsy shop. You can also head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/10 to listen to the podcast and see the show notes for that episode. And while we're at it, if you have any questions about the content I'm talking about here, head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms/25 for the show notes and links to all the relevant resources I'll be mentioning in this episode. And I will give you a fair warning, this could get a little bit meaty, so hang with me. If you have any questions at all, send me an email, brilliantbusinessmoms@gmail.com, and I would love to chat with you and help you out, or you can post to our Facebook page, however you want to get in touch. But we love hearing from our listeners, so if you're feeling overwhelmed, don't worry about it. Just send us a message and we will do our best to help you out. All right, let's jump in. So today I'm going to discuss five ways that will help you dominate in off-page SEO. This is for your Etsy shop in particular, but many of the tips that I will discuss today are relevant to anyone with a website, be it a blog, be it an e-commerce site, whatever the case is. So just stay tuned. Here are the five ways: partnering with blogs, paid advertising, social media, directory sites that are relevant to your field and not spam sites, and five, this may surprise you as an Etsy shop owner, but the fifth one is guest posting. Also at the very end, I'm going to share a brand new keyword tool that I just found out about. I guess I shouldn't say brand new. This keyword tool has been out for a while. It's brand new to me, and I'm really excited about it because it's a lot faster to dig through the keyword suggestions than Google Keyword Planner is. So stay tuned to the end. I will be sharing that with you as well. Okay, so our first strategy here, partnering with blogs. And I briefly mentioned this on the last episode, but I have to say this is an incredibly smart way to build your SEO, because if you are able to either do a giveaway with a blogger where they're talking about you within a blog post, they're linking to your shop, they're hopefully using those same keywords that you would like to be used about your shop, they're sprinkling those within that post. And then hopefully you're getting lots of clicks over to your shop from everyone who's visited their blog. I can't emphasize this enough. If you can find the right blog to partner with, doing a giveaway can be a great idea. However, if you find a blog with very low traffic or a blog that's not relevant to who you're targeting for your Etsy shop, it's going to be a waste of time. So you really do need to do your research here. A few ways that I recommend finding blogs that would be a great fit for you are, one, you can go on bloglovin.com and they have all of the blogs there divided into different categories. And so within each category, whether it's crafts and DIY or family, there's a myriad of other categories, but you can find the most popular blogs within each category, which is obviously helpful because you don't want to waste your time with a giveaway on a small blog. The best thing about Bloglovin is once you click over to someone's blog, it will also suggest similar blogs to you. The other thing I love about Bloglovin is if I click on someone's blog to kind of take a look, I can get a really fast thumbnail-like glimpse of all of their recent blog posts and just kind of scroll on down and see, number one, do they do giveaways or do they talk about other products and share products that they recommend or love? And two, you can get a really quick sense of what they talk about. What's the focus of their blog? Because clearly a blog about family is going to look very different depending on the site that you're on. So it gives you a really quick glimpse into that and you can decide whether you want to reach out. The other website I highly recommend for finding blogs that fit your niche is feedly.com. So really this is just a feed reader. But I love the way you can go into Feedly and you can type in a phrase such as kids nature crafts. That's something that's relevant to us at the Amateur Naturalist. And all sorts of suggestions will come up for websites that discuss this topic. So I'm seeing at the top nature, which probably isn't going to be the best fit. Nature.com is way more scientific. I'm thinking that they're not doing crafts and DIY stuff at nature. But the second suggestion is make, which right in the description says DIY projects, how-tos, inspiration from geeks, makers, and hackers. And you can see right in this thumbnail that there are 46,000 readers of make, and that's just the people who are following them on Feedly. So that's a small number compared to their, generally compared to a blog's total number of readers. So then I'm seeing apartment therapy come up, design mom, the intersection of design and motherhood. So again, these are places that could be a really good fit. So I will want to click through and see what their blog is all about, make sure it's going to be a good fit. And while we're at it, let me just give you a few pointers when you're reaching out to bloggers to partner with them. Make sure you've done your research and read their blog and know a bit about them. And number one, compliment them on something they've posted about recently, a project they've done, and let them know you loved it. Let them know why it was really fabulous and different from anything else you'd seen. And number two, find something personally that connects you with that blogger. Whether it be that your kids are the same age or you're from the same part of the country, find a common ground because that will really help your introduction. So those are just two quick tips. I know this is not the focus of this podcast. Of course, I'm going down rabbit trails. My brain is always spinning with ideas, but just some quick tips there for when you're reaching out to a blogger and wanting to partner with them. Okay, so that's the first way to help with off-page SEO, which is partnering with blogs. The second way is paid advertising. And again, as an Etsy shop owner, most likely this is going to involve partnering with blogs. What you want to do is those same steps you just took to find blogs that are a good fit for your niche, for what you sell, what you create. Find those blogs and then find their media kit so you can see what they offer. A lot of blogs will have you request a PDF copy of that media kit, but generally the bigger blogs will get back to you quickly and give you that PDF, let you know the breakdown of their pricing, whether it be for a sidebar ad or a banner at the top of their website. So you can look at all of their different offerings and decide if that's something you want to try. And again, I'm not sure how Google views a sidebar ad in terms of it being a no follow link. Because of course, when someone is writing about you within the body of their blog post, that's a link that Google follows. That's a link that Google gives you credit for because it took some curation on the part of the website owner to put you there. What I mean by no follow links, these would be posting in forums, commenting on blogs. The links that you leave there, Google does not acknowledge at all in terms of SEO. But on the reverse side, if you can add something of value to a forum and people see the value you're providing and then come check out your site or whatever the case is, that's valuable. So forums and commenting on blogs, those are valuable in terms of connecting with others, in terms of creating a community, but they're not valuable for SEO. So the third way to dominate off-page SEO is social media. I know it can be overwhelming. I know you might want to just ignore the whole thing and keep your head in the sand, but you cannot. You just can't do it. I'm not saying you have to be on 10 different social media platforms all at once from day one of opening your shop or day one of having your blog or website. That's not the case. That would be too overwhelming and you probably wouldn't be effective in any of those places. But start with one, get a little familiar with it, then add another. I will say that for Etsy shop owners, most of us find that Pinterest is a fabulous way to build links into our shops and get more views and more sales. Pinterest is a very visual website, as is Instagram. And I've been hearing more about Instagram as a great way to build those links into your shop. So we will have to give that a try soon. And the other one I've been seeing links to our shop from, and I've heard great things from other Etsy shop owners, is wanelo.com. It's WANELO.com. It's essentially like Pinterest, but only for shopping. Instead of pinning blog posts and DIY projects, it's just for products, essentially. But it's really cool. You can follow other people. You can follow their boards, and it is a great way to pounce on new products. I could definitely see a lot of magazine editors and curators of that nature heading over to wanelo.com to see what people are liking and discovering on the internet. And with social media, even something as simple as sharing one of your products on Etsy with your own Facebook friends, for example, and just saying, hey, if you all haven't figured out what you're buying your nieces and nephews for Christmas, why not check out our butterfly terrarium kits? They're really cute. They're unique. Perfect for a nature lover. I mean, don't be too pitchy. I mean, these are your Facebook friends, but that's just an example of just that simple act of even sharing it on your own Facebook page. Even if you don't have a business Facebook page, people will often share that with others. They'll like it. And those shares especially are going to help with your SEO. That's all I'll say on social media for now, because in certain episodes, we do dig into social media strategies a bit more. So my tip is just pick at least one, start there, be on it. And with sites like Pinterest, Wanelo, and Instagram, as a shop owner, you can actually have a huge impact there with simply just uploading your own beautiful images from your shop. So don't get overwhelmed by those ones. You can start small and still see it make a difference in your views and sales. The fourth way to help with your offsite SEO is directory sites. And I am not saying link directories. Link directories are out. Don't do it. Don't even think about submitting your sites to link directories. But by directory sites, I mean sites that are relevant to your field. For example, for an Etsy shop owner, these would be Craftory or CraftCount or topshopsofetsy.blogspot.com. These are all websites that keep track of Etsy shops. Sometimes they'll feature different products from Etsy shops. CraftCount is very statistics driven, so they'll share who had a front page treasury in the last hour, and they'll share who has the most sales in all these different categories. But they have the option that you can add your shop to their directory. So again, this is not necessarily that tons and tons of customers will find you on these websites, click through and buy. The point is really that you are building a link on these websites, and Google views relevant non-spammy links as a vote for your shop. So all of these links that you are building on different websites could mean the difference between you getting found for DIY terrarium kits on the third spot of Google or the 1,000th spot of Google, in which case no one is going to find you. So this is why those links are relevant, even if you're thinking, okay, only other Etsy shop owners are over there, so why do I care? The fifth way to improve your off-page SEO is guest posting. And this might seem surprising because if you're an Etsy shop owner, you're thinking, I'm not a blogger. I don't have a blog, which is fine. You don't have to have a blog. Although if you do have a blog as an Etsy shop owner, that's another way to greatly improve your offsite SEO. But even if you don't have a blog, you can be sharing fabulous DIY projects or an inside peek into what it's like as an Etsy shop owner or tips and tricks as an Etsy shop owner. You can be submitting all sorts of fabulous content to other big blogs without having a blog of your own. Simply being an Etsy shop owner, you can position yourself as an expert within a given field, and there are plenty of bloggers who would be happy to feature a post from you. One thing I've seen lots of Etsy shop owners do is almost give away a few of the secrets of their trade. Let's say you're a potter and you create beautiful bowls, dishes, mugs, all sorts of items. Well, you could take one of your more simple items to make and turn that into a step-by-step tutorial with photos that you could post on another blog, because this lets people know about you. They will begin to see you as an expert within that field of pottery because you're sharing those insider tips and tricks with them. And let's face it, DIY projects make amazing pinnable content. So you could go viral on Pinterest just by posting a really great DIY project that also involved a product from your shop. There are also craft or DIY sites that just have huge tutorial directories essentially on them. So you can upload your tutorials or your DIY projects to these websites for people to find them. Some examples would be craftster.org or Craft Cult. So let's review real quick the five ways that you can improve your off-page SEO. 1, partnering with blogs. 2, paid advertising. 3, social media. 4, directory sites that are not spammy but are relevant to your field and active. And 5, guest posting. And lastly, I want to share a tool that I just recently discovered. It's called ubersuggest.org. So it's ubersuggest.org. The way this works is it essentially simplifies the process of using the Google Keyword Planner to find all sorts of other keyword ideas. So for example, I typed in the phrase bug birthday. Might seem like a strange phrase, but for an Etsy shop that sells kid-friendly little insect terrarium kits, bug birthday is a great keyword phrase that we are looking to target because we would love for more people to buy our little kits as bug birthday party favors. So I type in bug birthday, hit suggest. And by the way, this tool is completely free. I did find that the website is a little slow to load, but just be patient. It's free, so it's worth it. So then it alphabetizes the suggestions, but it seems to do more than just that, because at first it seemed like it was just giving me bug birthday party, bug birthday cake. So it was keeping just bug birthday as the first two words and then adding in those that third or fourth keyword suggestion. But then I found some other ones here like ladybug birthday party accessories. or bug-themed birthday party activities. So it does a little bit more than that. And to be honest, it is similar to what Google Keyword Planner will suggest for you, but it does it much more quickly without you having to toggle through all sorts of different categories, and it gives you a really comprehensive list. So I'm already looking at this list thinking, they're suggesting bug birthday decorations, bug themed birthday decorations, bug birthday game ideas. So even if our shop so far just has what we consider to be the favor or the activity part of the birthday party, by knowing that people are also searching for bug birthday game ideas or bug birthday decorations, perhaps there is a simple little game that we could come up with that would be a product that pairs really well with our bug birthday party favors. Or perhaps there's some sort of little free printable that's a bug birthday decoration that would go great with the terrarium kits we're offering. So these are ideas that the more of these words you can include both on a given listing and you can link the listings to each other on Etsy, you will then jump in terms of your relevancy for this keyword phrase. And again, another idea for using these keyword suggestions is, let's say you're not ready to create a listing on Etsy for bug birthday games, but you thought of something that's cute, you could take a few pictures, and you could then do a guest post on bug birthday games on somebody else's blog. And hey, while you're at it, link to your Etsy shop, because chances are people who are interested in bug birthday games might also be interested in your cute little bug birthday party favors. So these are just a few thoughts here. I'm really loving Uber Suggest. So check that out. I'll have a link to it on our show notes. And lastly, if you are enjoying our show, if you think it's helpful, if it keeps you going every day while you're working on your business, we would love to hear about it. Head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/love. And there are a few ways that you can show us some love. So we love you right back. We think you guys are awesome. So now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.